Hello and welcome to another episode of Your Compass podcast, exclusively for San Juan Regional Medical Center caregivers. I am Marketing Manager Laura Werbner, and I'm here today with our very special guest. We have Risk Manager and Claims Paralegal Ginny Atchley. Hi there.
Hi,
Ginny. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So today, Ginny is going to be talking about the importance of having an accountability partner when it comes to sticking to your goals. And this topic came up because I kept seeing all these fun social media posts that Ginny and her best friend, Vanessa Glass, a former SJRMC leader, were posting about going to the gym together, and they'd make it seem like so much fun. So, Ginny, how did all this get started with you and Vanessa?
Actually, it was probably a little over a year ago because I had been working out on my own at home with my Peloton and all that, but it just wasn't the same. So she invited me to the gym one day and really pushed me. And trust me, there were some choice words said to her during my first like couple months there. But it just became a routine, and it was a great way to deal with any stress, a mental release on anything. So we just kind of developed this pattern over the last year to where it became more regular, seeing the goals that we're both achieving and motivating each other.
That's wonderful. So how often are you all going to the gym together?
Actually, probably 4 to 5 days a week. So it's pretty regular. Usually Fridays are our rest days. So yeah.
Does it help to set a schedule to get you there?
Yeah. And with me, going after work is perfect timing. And for her, it worked for her too as well. So it was just, it just worked out really well. And also to kind of end the day with it and then go home. And I sleep so well when I work out. My sleep is excellent.
That's amazing. There sounds like there's definitely a lot of benefits.
Yes.
But especially a benefit about having an accountability partner. So you say you push each other. How has that made a difference?
Actually, it's just, I guess you got to be in it to understand it. But you also can't be someone that can't take someone telling you to do a little harder. And that's the thing is with my bestie, she was doing this a lot longer than me. So she's a lot stronger than me. So she's gotten me to where I've achieved so many goals. So I would say I am more the motivator. I mean, she's more the motivator with me on the strength. I'm more the motivator with her on core and cardio.
That's
so
great.
We balance each other out.
You balance each other out. What are some of the goals you've achieved?
Oh, God, just with my leg presses. I'm up to leg pressing now, like 300 and something pounds. I mean, yeah, so just my weights have increased.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because I always thought cardio was the way to like keep fit. It's not. It's strength. Strength does so much with helping your body change. So I think that was really important to understand the different dynamics behind truly working out and not just like running on a treadmill.
I hear that a lot, and I need to try some of that.
No,
it's strength training. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
That's really cool. And you say so a lot of stress benefits, better sleep. What are some of the benefits you're seeing from everything you're doing?
Oh, just again, just seeing how my body's changing for the better. And honestly, when I don't work out or I miss a day or two, my sleep is not as hard. I mean, I sleep really well. I'm just so relaxed when I get home. And then just paying attention to what you eat. Things like that. So it's just all those things that balance throughout your life, and you know, everyday things. So that's how I see it.
Nice. Wonderful. Now, you guys also make videos when you go to the gym.
I'll blame her for that one.
tell me about your videos, because we just talked about this. I enjoyed leg day. It's always fun, and you always seem to have some choice words.
Oh, yeah.
On leg day.
Yes, I do have choice words. And we just make it fun. And I'm actually like the bouncy one out of the two. So it's kind of interesting because I just try to make it. I mean, that's my personality. It's just, it's fun. We kid around. I pretend I get mad at her when I'm really not, because when I'm seeing the results, I just want to give her a big hug for all that. So yeah, we have fun with the videos.
That's great. Well, it seems like you really made working out something that's enjoyable.
Yes.
and fun to do together.
Yes. And I've talked to like people I know about, you know, when they ask me how often do I go to the gym, just like friends and stuff, and they'll try it. I don't know how else to motivate people other than say, you've got to try it. I do think having a partner makes it a lot easier for consistency.
Yeah.
Because you motivate each other in whatever ways that transforms. So I think that's real important. But I've been like this for many years. So, you know, but this is the first time I've actually worked out in a gym. I always did stuff at home or mountain biked or hiked and stuff like that. So this is actually, this last year has been totally gym oriented, which has been fun.
That's awesome. And it's fun to see your journey. I appreciate that you share it. And just lastly, what advice would you have for others who might be thinking about starting some kind of new exercise routine but need a little push?
I would just say take it slow. Start out with small goals, even if it's walking on the treadmill. Walk on the treadmill, you know, 15, 20 minutes. And I actually have a friend that I just started telling her that. Walk on the treadmill, because she works from home. 10, 15 minutes when you have a break. Slowly start building that up, and then you start incorporating other things, whether you do some weight training. You don't necessarily have to go to the gym. You can go outside and take a walk. You know, it's what's available to you, and also to what your you know, work schedule is, how you have to balance that. So I just say take it slow. And as you start seeing results, I think that's when people really start getting motivated, because then that's like, wow, I did this for a reason and it makes me feel better.
That's amazing. And find a friend.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, thank you for joining us today. You are an inspiration, and it's always just fun to see what you guys are doing. I hope the next leg day is amazing.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Laura.
And thank you. This has been another episode of Compass Podcast.